Alaska State Troopers and Fairbanks Police are on the lookout for two men who walked away from a privately operated halfway house in Esther over the past 10 days. The state corrections official who oversees the North Star Community Residential Center and seven other facilities says the public has little to fear from the escapees, who are serving time for lesser offenses. But a Fairbanks police spokesman says the escapees divert officers from more serious cases. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
State Probation Parole Program Director Billy Hauser says the two men who escaped from the North Star Center don't present a danger to the community. That's because they and the 132 other residents of the halfway house are mainly lesser criminals, most of whom commit offenses involving substance abuse.
Typically, the folks that you're going to see in these halfway houses aren't what you would consider high-risk offenders. They're more dangerous to themselves for the most part because of their substance abuse issues than they are to people in the community.
Hauser oversees the state program that contracts the three private corrections company that operate eight halfway houses around Alaska. And he says escapes do happen because the facility's security staff members aren't trained professional corrections officers, so they have limited authority to stop escapes.
Security staff are only responsible for basically monitoring who comes in, who goes out. If a person wants to leave a halfway house, they are not to lay hands on them.
Hauser says five North Star residents have escaped since early last year when the state awarded a contract to GeoCare to operate the facility and five others around the state. GeoCare is by far the biggest of the three corrections companies operating in Alaska. It's a subsidiary of Florida-based multinational Geo Group. In August 2010, Geo merged with the Cornell Companies, the previous contractor at North Star, and its other facilities in Alaska, three in Anchorage, one in Bethel, and one in Nome. The State Corrections Department paid GEO $3.7 million for the first of a five-year option contract to operate North Star. Critics of private corrections companies say their tendency to minimize personnel and salaries simply shifts costs elsewhere, especially to law enforcement agencies. Fairbanks Police Lieutenant Dan Wellborn concedes that North Star's escapees aren't dangerous, but rounding them up can divert officers from keeping an eye on those who are.
It does take a bit of a toll on our resources as well, because if we get a report of a walkaway, then, of course, the officers are out there now diverting their attention from, say, an assault call or higher priority call.
In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.